Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we wish to continue the subject, Benedictions in the Bible. And if you have your Bibles near at hand, we will be studying in the Epistle of Jude just before the book of Revelation. The book of Jude is a very fitting preamble to the book of Revelation. Revelation is a book of judgment, and we see the reasons for the coming judgment appearing in the book of Jude. And Jude gives us one of the most lovely benedictions in all the Bible. And I believe that we will look at it with great profit today. The benediction as contained in Jude's epistle is this: Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Now Jude, like the other epistles in the New Testament, the benediction is really a summary and explains the full content of the epistle. And it's a fitting climax. It is indeed a climax to the epistle. Jude writes as he begins his epistle, and it's only 25 verses long, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace, and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation — now this is not a mean salvation, this is a salvation that they all shared together, it was common, they held it in common — when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this humble servant of Jesus Christ, Jude, who identifies himself by his famous brother James, writes, and he wants to write of the salvation that the Christians enjoy together. But the Spirit of God changed his message. The Spirit of God said, in effect, no, Jude, I want you to write and warn them of the coming apostasy. And Jude states in verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude is experiencing the same trouble here that Paul experienced. The Apostle Paul had so much trouble with Judaizing teachers, particularly coming in to take over his converts. When Paul brought the apostle to the various churches, brought the gospel rather to the various churches, Paul the apostle, he brought to them the wonderful story of salvation, the fact that we're sinners, that God loved us and he didn't want us to go to hell, so he sent his son to be our substitute on the cross of Calvary, dying for our sins, and completing his salvation that we could enjoy forever by his work on that cross. Now, when this message came to those people, it brought such joy and peace in their hearts to know, I'm going to heaven, not because I deserve it, but because God loved me and gave his son to die on the cross for me. And that love that was generated in their hearts, really a response to the love of God in giving his son for us. And I say that these things prevail today in the hearts of Christians, that supernal joy that comes to us when we know we're going to heaven, not because we deserve it, but because Christ paid the way. Now, when these converts showed such zeal for the Lord, these people wanted to come in and take over these converts and guide them in their channels, bring them into their camp. The Jewish people had a real feeling that they were the guardians of all the truth of God. Well, they did give us the scriptures, but these are apostates. These have turned aside from the truth, and these people were trying to take over the converts of the Apostle Paul, and Jude is having the same difficulty. The Spirit says, I want you to write to your people and tell them about the apostasy. Now, he's talking about these people, these teachers, that have crept in unawares. Really, I think probably the covetousness was their motive. They wanted their converts. They wanted the money that came from the converts. They wanted the attention. They wanted all the fanfare. But these apostates had turned from the truth, and God the Spirit senses that danger, and he wants Jude to warn them of it. Now, Jude writes to us of the historical instances of apostasy, in his epistle. We read in verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Now, this is serious. God brought some of the children of Israel, all of the children of Israel out of Egypt, but some of them turned back. They turned away. And really, the word apostasy, apostrepho in the Greek, means simply to turn away. Turn away from the truth of God. Now, these people that came out of Egypt, some of them were a mixed multitude, they turned away from God, and God destroyed them. There's only one remedy for apostasy, and that is judgment. And then in verse 6, we have another instance of apostasy. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Satan fell, but he didn't fall alone. He had a real army with him. And he fell, and these are the angels that fell, kept not their first estate. They fell with Satan. Satan, in his ambition, said, I will set my throne above the stars of God. And Lucifer, Satan, fell, and he took a horde of angels with him. They were apostates. Did God have mercy on them? No, they're under judgment. Then even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Actually, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire. And God judged their apostasy, their turning away from him. And then he says in verse 8, he calls attention to the present people who were trying to draw away the Christians to whom Jude was writing. Likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Verse 10, they speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and punished, and perished rather in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of love. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh of Adam, prophesied of these. Now these apostates were in for judgment. But the apostle writes to these Christians to whom he is addressing, and he says in verse 20, but ye, this is a pivotal conjunction, but ye, oh, this is a brighter side of the picture, ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto his eternal, unto eternal life. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now he gives four reasons here, four methods rather, to combat apostasy. First, Beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. How do we build ourselves up on our most holy faith? Well, the Apostle Paul, in bidding goodbye to the elders at Ephesus, gives them a benediction. It is found in Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. Just as he tells them goodbye, and he tells them, I'm not going to see you anymore. He had that by revelation. They wept, fell on his neck and wept when they left him. But here is his benediction. And now, brethren, I have commended you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. What is able to build them up? The word of his grace. We build up ourselves on our most holy faith by means of the Bible. That is one of the antidotes for apostasy. Know your Bible. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. And then another antidote is to pray in the Holy Ghost. Prayer brings us close to God. Read the Word of God. Give great emphasis on prayer. And then it says, keep yourself in the love of God. Now that's keep yourself in his companionship, in his love, in the warmth of his love. And then looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Looking for the coming of our Lord Jesus. Now here are four antidotes to apostasy. As Jude gives them, I'll repeat them. Read your Bible. Understand it. Be proficient in it. Pray to God. Keep close touch with God. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Commune with him. Look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. This is indeed the antidote to apostasy. But even so, Christian people forget to read their Bible. They forget to pray. They neglect their communion with God. They don't look for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the reason for this wonderful, wonderful benediction. And now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Isn't it wonderful that we don't have to live the Christian life alone? We've got the Lord to help us, and he is able to keep us from falling. True, we need to take all we need to take all the prevention that we can, but it's not enough. We need the help of the Lord, and he's praying for us, and he's going to see to it that we don't fall. I'm just going to read it briefly again. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Our Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that we may realize the help of the Lord in combating apostasy in these last days. In Christ's name, amen.